On Friday, Bishop Wei of our Diocese of Lansing released the names of 17 priests who were accused and found guilty of abusing a child over the 82-year history of our Diocese of Lansing. It will be the central article of your Faith magazine, which will be in your mailbox in the next few days. Of these 17 men, 13 were diocesan priests, 3 were religious order priests, 1 was from outside the diocese. Of those 13 from the diocese, 6 are deceased, 1 is retired and not allowed to serve as a priest, 1 served time in prison for his actions, 2 are currently going to be tried in court, 3 are living private lives away from any association with the church. All 7 of the living have lost or been released from any ability to do anything as a priest. I knew all 7 of the living. I served in parishes where 5 of them served. Certainly, this saddens me and all of us who are proud to be Catholic, who love our Catholic faith and what it teaches and what it calls us to be. Bishop Boyer made this information public to be honest, to be open, to be repentant, to say we are sorry, because we know the sins of a few affect us all. He spoke to encourage others who have been abused to come forward. He spoke to offer reconciliation and healing to those who have been hurt by church leadership. I believe this is our Catholic Church learning from its mistakes. It is listening to victims and their loved ones. It is striving to make peace and to bring healing to those who hurt. In our second reading from St. Paul, we hear him tell his friend Timothy, "You, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life." These men at some point in their lives heard this call to a holy way of life. They wanted to pursue God, service, holiness. They wanted to spread the faith. Sadly, something went wrong. They pursued selfishness, pleasure, power. They used and abused and hurt children and families, churches and communities. Their actions stained the church, and it is painful for all of us. So what is our response? We listen, we learn, we pay attention. We pray for those affected, the victims, the families. We protect our children by teaching them how to be cautious around strangers and people they do not know well. We practice proper conduct in how we live our lives. We remind ourselves to not let the sins of a few take us away from our relationship with Jesus Christ. We remind ourselves that receiving Jesus in the sacraments is how we keep ourselves strong in faith, in love, in kindness and compassion, in living responsible lives. This morning we baptize a baby in the holy waters of our font. This child reminds us that our light and our hope is in Jesus Christ, our Savior, who comes to help us, to heal us, to lead us, to guide us. It reminds us that our faith in Jesus Christ cannot be destroyed by the sins of a few men. In the Gospel, we hear the story of the rich man and Lazarus, a poor man who had nothing. A man with no name was selfish and self-centered, all about self-gratification. He lived a sinful life. And then when he died and suffered the torment of the netherworld is where he went. And while the poor man Lazarus came to know the peace and comfort of eternal life, the story should make us pause and think about how we are living and what do our words and actions say. It should remind us of our need to live our faith, to stay close to Jesus by receiving him and sharing him in love. Yes, the sins of a few priests or the temptations of being a rich person can take us away from living our faith. Or we can remind ourselves to become more engaged, more invested in Jesus Christ, who helps us, who feeds us, and who leads us to heaven. Amen.